Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming. If you have cell phones, would you mind turning them off? Since I live with them all the time, I left mine over at the office today, which is one of the few times I haven't had it in the last 4 years. In 2011, we were still reeling from the Great Recession. The downward turn in the economy clearly exposed the financial vulnerabilities of this great city. Fundamental resources were being eroded by poor fiscal management, non-existent long-term planning, and a bloated labor force. As a banker, I stated that I believed that the city was bankrupt. This opinion was not from a legal perspective, but from someone who had spent 24 years in the banking industry. There was not a process in place to manage the budget. Springfield was running on credit, commingling various funds to write checks, borrowing from one line to pay another. The construction industry had ground to a halt. Unemployment and underemployment was high. Wages were low. Good jobs were scarce. Even the library hours had been reduced. We all recognized the need for professional management at City Hall, and we united on a journey, not simply to win an election campaign, but rather to restore Springfield, to correct our finances, to fix our infrastructure, to put the city on a path to better prosperity. We recognized that if you were willing to do the hard work, a job should be available no matter which part of the city you lived in or came from, or no matter your race, your gender, or sexual orientation. It was 4 years ago that you joined me in believing in a Springfield that would allow you the opportunity to pursue happiness and the possibility for all to leave our children a better city than the one we were given. We dreamed of Springfield once again being the respected state capital of Illinois and the cherished final resting place of Abraham Lincoln. We dreamed of a first-class Springfield. I personally could not witness our great city continuing to falter any farther than it had. That is why I made the decision to run for mayor. I love this city and felt it was my duty to step forward and take on the serious problems facing city government. That was 4 years ago. At that time, my plan was to serve one term. I was humbled by the trust and confidence then, and I have been deeply inspired by your continued reassurance and encouragement. It is for this reason, combined with the reality that we have goals and accomplishments yet to be achieved, I am seeking another term as mayor of the great city of Springfield. Now, candidly and honestly, I have to tell you, I'm having the time of my life. I enjoy serving the city I love. I like being able to solve problems and improve people's lives. I enjoy what I do, and I hope you feel that I have done a very good job. Too few people love what they do. I happen to be one of those lucky ones who do. One of my considerations has been my wife, Carolyn. Carolyn and I agreed I would serve one term. Now, she supports my desire to serve another 4 years. While I have enjoyed being mayor, she's made many sacrifices over the last 4 years. Our journey since 2011 has been one with many twists and turns, hills and valleys, while making considerable progress. Today, we are on the right path to rise to the top. Springfield City government is working. We are knowledgeable about the issues, and we are headed in the right direction. Working together, we have put our financial house in order. Even in these tough economic times, the rating agencies have elevated our credit rating because of the strong financial management. The latest unemployment report shows the lowest unemployment rate in the state at 6%, tying us with Bloomington Normal. There was an increase of 1,500 jobs from May 2013 to May 2014. More than 900 of those jobs were in the construction area. Jobs are in demand, and now some are hard to fill, especially in the construction trades. There is more progress to be made. Springfield is close to erupting into a major city of commerce and healthcare. Today, there is inordinate potential for even greater success, and I am determined to see it through. There are still more jobs we can create. There's still a better credit rating we can achieve. There's still a better economy just waiting to emerge. Government can't solve all the problems. But one of the things that I have learned is that with love for your neighbor, anything is possible. We must continue to make sure all residents of Springfield get fair and honest treatment and the jobs and respect they deserve. Springfield may not have the money to do every program we would like, but we can be innovative and think about new ways to tackle old problems. We must always treat every human life with care and dignity. We will build on our own opportunities. We will fix our streets and our sewers. We will consolidate our railroad tracks to 10th Street. We will continue to maintain sound financial discipline. We will improve our quality of life. We will accept all persons for who they are. We will learn from the lessons of our past. And we will do it all together. Together, Springfield will move forward. Now is the time to continue what we have started. As your mayor, I will continue to persist in bettering our community. As your mayor, I will continue to advance the new generation of jobs in healthcare, science, and technology. As your mayor, I will stay the course in helping all Springfield residents live comfortable and more secure lives. I am committed to continuing to grow the Springfield economy as your mayor, to expand our public-private partnerships, and to support businesses in Springfield. As your mayor, I will persevere so Springfield can be the city of the future. I will continue to be the professional manager and leader this city deserves. With so many evolving projects, there's too high of an investment to get off course or to go backwards. Springfield can't afford to make the mistakes again I've worked so hard to correct. Eliminating a net 97 employees in city government and turning a negative $3.5 million average daily balance into a $7.8 million positive average daily balance did not happen by happenstance. It happened because my team and I competently manage city government and competently manage the budget. We change the way people are hired. When positions open in city government, all are evaluated, and the best candidate, regardless of gender, race, sexual orientation, or any demographic, is selected. It's high time to dismantle systemic injustices, not just in city government, but any place they exist within the city. The city is best when all can use their talents. The city is best when we all come together. The city is best when all have a voice in all the issues. That's why my door is always open and any citizen can see me face to face. One night a month, I meet with anybody who wants to talk to me without any appointments. The purpose is to let everyone know that they have the ability to meet with the highest elected official in the city and discuss any issue they choose. Monthly, I participate on various radio shows to answer questions both from the host and the people who call in. This is what I'm fighting for, and these are the reasons I'm seeking another term as mayor. I strive for a bigger, better, bolder Springfield. Today, I am again asking for your support, your trust, and your vote. I am a proven leader. What you see is what you get. I humbly ask for the time that is needed to finish the work we have started together. I ask for the time to make Springfield a better place for our children and our grandchildren. Springfield's future is in our hands. Let's hold it tight. Let's dismiss the naysayers and filter out the silly cynicism and nastiness. I believe my hometown is the best place to live. I believe in our residents. I believe in our businesses. And I believe in you. I'm not the perfect mayor. I am the right one, needed right here, right now. Today, I am smarter, more energized, and even more eager to continue the journey. Together, we can continue what we have started. So long as I have the continued honor to be your mayor, I will continue to stay the course that we have charted. We are a great city and the greatest nation on earth, home of our greatest president. With malice towards none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in. May God bless you, and may God bless the great American city of Springfield. Thank you. In all honesty, 4 years ago, when I contemplated running for mayor, I anticipated that there were going to be some very difficult things that needed to be done. And I indicated that by serving one term, I would not have to worry about re-election. I will stand here this morning and I will honestly say I have never made a decision that I worried about doing something politically, something for myself, or something that would give me an advantage in the next election. I've made a lot of decisions that I knew would hurt me if I decided to run for re-election. That was not the purpose that I ran. I ran to solve problems in the city of Springfield. I thought that at the end of 4 years, people would be so mad at me, there would be no chance that I would have any opportunity to even consider running for re-election. I also was very concerned in terms of my age and what 4 years in office would do to my health. To be honest with you, it wasn't easy to talk Carolyn into serving this term. It hasn't been real easy. This time, but I enjoy what I do. I mean, it people say you're crazy for doing this. Yesterday, I attended a ceremony that took 3 hours and 15 minutes. My wife was not happy when I came home last night, and we still hadn't had dinner. This is a great city. We have problems. We've moved this city far faster and far further than anything I would have anticipated. The financial problems that we inherited were far deeper than anything I thought they were when I came in to City Hall. We turned it around much faster than I would have ever dreamed. I thought it would take us 4 years to be able to turn the financial situation around. The reality is we did it in a 10-month period. And I use the term we because I have a team that is doing this. I don't stand here and say this is what I have done. This is what my team has done. We have very good people. We are committed to moving this city forward. In my opinion, and I've lived here most of my life, we have run the most political free operation in city government that this city has ever experienced. And keep in mind, I served 2 terms previously. I'm very proud of what we have done. It is not an easy decision to say, I would like to do this for 4 more years. But I honestly believe with what we have done, I want to make sure that we continue. And the only way that I can be assured of that is if I'm here leading this organization. And I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to commit 4 more years of my life. I'm willing to take the next 9 months and go through the campaign process to be able to do that, to tell the people the story of not only what we've done, but where we're going.
Mayor, I think when you talked about one term, many people took that as kind of a promise or a pledge. So how do you react to just that idea that you said you would do this and now you're doing that and going back on that?
I always said that my plan was to serve 1 term. And believe me, my plan was to serve 1 term. I think that people are going to have to make a decision. I have faith in the people of the city of Springfield. I think that from the people that come up to me and thank me when I'm just out and about, these are people that I don't know, for the job that I've done and for doing what I do, I think the average person in this community that's not involved in politics really sees a difference in city government and sees the fact that we have moved city government forward. And in all honesty, I think during the course of a campaign, those people will respond and respond at the polls.
Mayor, you said we will learn from the lessons of the past, and I'm not the perfect mayor. What lessons do you have straight up to this document. Did you handle that appropriately?
You know, I would seriously say that you could point out anything, and in hindsight, you can always do a better job. There's no question about that. So if you're talking specifically about that, the answer is yes, we could have done a better job. If you're talking about doing things like our infrastructure program, yes, we could do a better job. Hindsight is 20/20. It's real easy to be able to sit and to make judgments when everything has happened as to how you can improve the situation. The important thing is, how do you react and what do you do? And once we had identified a problem, I was the person who sent a letter to the Attorney General asking that they conduct an investigation. When the state police started their investigation, one of the things that they gave us was an agreement where we would not invoke the attorney-client privilege. Only one other time in the history of the state of Illinois has that ever been used. And that is when Jesse White signed that with regards to George Ryan. We signed that. I wanted everything to come out. And I think that everything will come out. And I think that ultimately, when the report is done, a lot of the speculation, a lot of the innuendo will just sort of fall by the wayside, and it may be a lot simpler than what a lot of people think it is.
You do not have that report yet?
The state police are still conducting their investigation, and the appellate state prosecutor's office is still in charge of that.
If I could follow up, how much do you think the average voter cares about an issue such as starting the police documents as opposed to the streets and sidewalks getting fixed, the power plant not blowing up, that sort of stuff?
Well, I think they're very concerned at the power plant. I couldn't speculate on that. I have my own opinions, but you have your own opinions, and they could be totally, totally different. And that's what they'd be. They would be opinions.
Just about the optics of this morning, we have several high-level city officials in here. Or did everybody take the morning off, or is this part of today's duties?
Some of them, I'm sure, did. I know at least one that's taken the entire day off.
That would be you?
No. You know, the other thing, like I said, I was working for... And I work a lot of Saturdays and Sundays, as well as nights.
I'm
on 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
I mean, you have no problem with all your directors being in the room this morning?
I'm not sure that all of them are.
Or some.
Some.
I don't have a medical chart in front of me, but I hear pieces of information as far as your health at this point that you zipped around up to the top of the power plant, what have you. Seem to have just your thoughts on how you stand. I mean, everything in there, all the indications are things are going well in that.
Well, I will put it this way. When I got up this morning, first thing I did was brush my teeth. I then went down and I rode my Swin Airdyne for a while. Then I moved to my weight machine. And after my weight machine, I went outside and walked for a mile. And then I came back and I did some calisthenics. That's my daily type routine. I don't do all those things every day because I only do the weight machine every other day. And if I have a 7 o'clock meeting in the morning, there's no way I can get up early enough to get that done.
What do you see as the biggest factor right now that's impeding or diminishing quality of life in Springfield and making you depressed?
You know, when you thinking about the quality of life that we have here in our community, I think we have a very good quality of life. I think about the fact that when I graduated from college, I left here with the idea that I would never be back. I came back to Springfield totally by accident. And what surprised me was what a great place this was to raise a family. And I think that as we look at our future, what we want to do is provide things that are good for families. We need to work to provide jobs and opportunities that will allow people who are coming out of high school or people who are coming out of college, if they want to return to Springfield, that they can find meaningful employment here, that they have the opportunity to really appreciate the community in the way that I appreciate this community. I've had great opportunities. I don't think if I had lived in a different city, I would have had those opportunities. Springfield has great quality of life, but we should never be satisfied with where we are. It's a matter of what can we do to constantly improve it.
Is that true, though, across the board, or is there more you need to do to help the have-nots catch up to the haves?
I think that as we look at the community, one of the things we have to keep in mind, and one of the things I keep in mind on a daily basis, is I represent everybody in the community. It really doesn't make any difference what their socioeconomic status is, whether they're at the highest rung or if they're at the lowest rung.
You talk a lot about race relations and as a major problem of the city when you're running. What is your assessment of progress you have made, or if it has been made, where we're at?
I think we've made a lot of progress. I think that having someone like Willis Logan as my executive assistant, who sits in the office right next to me, who is involved in probably every decision that we make in city government, who brings a different background, different experiences. I value that. And I don't just value Mr. Logan, because we have others that are providing input. One of the things that we have attempted to do in city government, and we did this with no publicity. We did this with no press releases. We gathered between 50 and 60 of the top managers in city government, and we put them through a three-day program. And the idea was to expose them to thinking that they may not have been exposed to before. And I think that when you look at the results of what we have done, what came out of that is that we had people who participated in that, and they said, well, we want to do more. And we formed a diversity council. That diversity council has been meeting on a monthly basis ever since. They're making recommendations as to how we can do a better job in city government. And I think that the results in looking at the hires that we have made in city government, from May of 2011 to May of 2014, and again, I'm speaking off the top of my head, so what you will find is that the report indicates that 19% plus of all our hires are minorities. I want you to go back in the history of the city of Springfield. Now, having said that, let me also add one other thing, and I think this is very, very important. When we look at the overall makeup of employment in city government, it has moved about 1%. So we still have work to do within city government. But I think that we have made a lot of progress. More importantly, the people that went through that original three-day program are people that are going to be here long after I'm gone.
Is that like diversity training? Or?
It's the Crossroads program. And it's a three-day program. And we have repeated that since that time for other people. There is a racial divide in the city of Springfield. If you talk to African Americans, they will tell you that they feel that they are not treated equally. That's going to take a long time to change. But what we have to do is to do it one day at a time. And that's really what we have tried to do. The answer is we've got a long way to go. But by the same token, I think we've made a great deal of progress. And again, as a person who's been involved in city government, a person who has watched city government, I don't see at any time where the type of progress that we've made has happened before. And we need to continue to work in that area.
If I could ask, Paul Calzolo is one person who's announced already, Jim Langfelder has said he's running. Calzolo said the city lacks vision, the long-term planning thing. How would you assess that statement on vision and your candidacy versus him or Langfelder or perhaps Alderman Joe?
Let me first say that I consider Paul Calzolo and Jim Langfelder to both be personal friends of mine. I've known them for a very, very long period of time. I consider Corey Joe to be a friend. I respect all three of those. This is not the point where we're talking about other candidates or potential candidates.
I'll go ahead.
You had in a recent speech to the City Club, you brought up the possibility of more revenue for District 186. Do you support a tax increase for District 186? When would you propose and how would you propose it?
Well, first of all, I want to remind you of something that you may not be aware of. I got into politics doing bond referendums for School District 186 back when I was president of the JCs, 1973 to 1974. 1974, there were four referendums before one passed, and it was the fourth one that passed. Springfield JCs ran the first two. I was the primary spokesman for those two. I stayed on and worked on all four. When they passed their next tax increase, that was when I was in City Hall, and that's when I reduced the city's property tax from $1.50 to $1. And then what the school district did was they went ahead and had a referendum, and the voters picked up what we had reduced. And that's the only two times that I can remember where something has passed in the city of Springfield. School District 186 is very important to the future of the city of Springfield. If we go and we look at our building permits, one of the problems that we have is we are not seeing new construction of single-family homes in the city of Springfield. We're seeing it in Chatham. We're seeing it in Rochester. We're seeing it in the communities that surround us. On a long-term basis, that becomes a major problem for our community. And the reason that is happening is the school district. I believe that with the school board that's in place now and with the new superintendent, that they have the opportunity to build their credibility with the people of the city of Springfield. This is not the time to ask the taxpayers for additional revenue. I think you build credibility first. And once that credibility is built, then that is the time. But I believe that sooner or later, there is going to have to be more dollars for School District 186. And it's really tied to the future of our community because we need an excellent school district in order to continue to grow our community. I believe you can get an excellent education within School District 186. When you look at the ACT scores, when you look at the number of scholarships coming out of School District 186, there's no question that you can get an excellent education within 186 if you apply yourself and if you have parental support. So I think that we have to look to invest more into 186, but I don't think that this is the time that that would be supported. You have to build that credibility first.
Mayor, has a potentially crowded primary. Have you been able to gauge so far who the city government, either on the city council or the city government as a whole, would be supported with you instead of maybe your potential three opponents?
Well, I'm certainly going to be supportive of me. I think most members of the city council are going to be interested in their race, just as I'm going to be interested in my race. And I don't know that you're going to find members of the city council necessarily supporting candidates for mayor. I think that you will see people operating independently.
There are those who say that your relationship with the council, or I mean, it looks like you fight once in a while. You know, you're doing things some of them don't like. They talk about it a lot. Is that a problem, or is that a good thing, or is that something you wish would be less contentious?
Well, certainly from my perspective, I wish it would be less contentious. But as we look at what we have got done, we do things through a vote of the city council. You know, it's often said that I don't understand this form of government. I would remind you that myself and a professor from Northern Illinois University wrote this form of government. I think I understand this form of government better than anybody else. I understand that we have the strongest mayor form of government in the state of Illinois. There are two functions, the executive function, which is under the direction of the mayor, and the legislative function, which is the mayor and the 10 members of the city council. We will accept campaign contributions from people as long as we feel that the reasons they are giving the money are the right reasons, that they're providing support, that they're not trying to buy access.
How do you assert that they're really the right reasons, though? I mean, a contractor, the Acme contractor says, I like you, but still has a lot of money involved with keeping in contact with the city. How are you going to be able to sell that to voters? You're going to say, you know what, this is just...
You know, it's really very easy. When I was in office the first time in running for re-election, the first time, we had something down here called Lincoln Square. And the developers came to me and they said that we're from St. Louis. We gave the mayor of the city of St. Louis $10,000 for his election campaign. We'd like to do the same for you. My response was, I'd appreciate a check for $150.
So it's okay to be a little pregnant?
I don't think anyone has questioned my honesty or my integrity. I've been around this community for a long time. I've been in the banking business for 24 years. I own my own business for 14 years. I grew up here. I'm extremely proud of the record that I have. And I think that people believe I have integrity and I have honesty. I think I can make those types of decisions. Thank you.